Welcome to Katie's Crib, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
There are videos online of like how to hand express, right? Because I remember being like, what am I doing? Am I a cow?
A lot of us just squeeze. So it's not squeezing. You're going to squeeze all day. You're not going to get much out.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Katie's Crib. I want to be one of the first, if you haven't heard yet, to say happy National Breastfeeding Awareness Month. That's right, folks. It is National Breastfeeding Awareness Month. And at the end of the month, it is Black Breastfeeding Awareness Week. You guys know from listening to Katie's Crib that breastfeeding was literally one of the hardest, most challenging, craziest wild rides around motherhood that I've ever had. And so I love doing episodes about it. And here to honor National Breastfeeding Awareness Month and Black Breastfeeding Awareness Week, we have Crystal Duhaney. She is freaking awesome. She's an educator on all breastfeeding issues. She is a registered nurse. She's an international board certified lactation counselor. She's a breastfeeding mommy of two, and she's got another baby on the way, guys. She's the founder of Milky Mama, which is an awesome company. It makes delicious lactation treats designed to promote breast milk production. I eat them on the regular. They are freaking delicious. And her company is incredible. It's dedicated to educating, supporting, and empowering parents to have the best breastfeeding journey possible. She's here and she's awesome. Please welcome to Katie's Crib, Crystal Duhaney. Could you be cooler?
Stop.
You make cookies and delicious treats that help us breastfeed our children, and you put your money where your mouth is, and you literally provide true help and social justice in an area that is highly lacking in terms of Black lactation consultants and helping Black women to breastfeed. This is all incredible. And when is your child due?
October. So I'm doing October. I'm about 6 months along. So if you hear me like burping or making weird noises, please don't mind me. I'm just 6 months pregnant.
At the time of this recording, we will not judge you that you should ever feel that you found a safe space to burp, to complain about your acid reflux, your swelling ankles, et cetera, et cetera. It is here. Tell me about your personal breastfeeding journey with your first two and how it pushed you to create Milky Mama.
Ooh, okay. That's a tough story. So with my son, he's nine, by the way. When I was pregnant with him, I was a nurse on the floor and I felt like I knew as much as I could as a healthcare professional. And my doctor just would say, hey, you know, breastfeeding is good. But that was really it. I didn't have any classes. Everyone that I saw on like in the brochures was like smiling gloriously with this baby that was just latched perfectly. And I was like, oh, it's going to be easy. I can do that. It's natural, right? So out comes the baby. Then the nurses are like, here's your baby, feed your baby, you know, keep this thing alive. And I'm just like, okay.
No pressure.
Sure. No problem. I do this all the time, right? So latched the baby on, super painful, but everywhere else that I had read or had heard, you know, was like, oh, it hurts in the beginning, but it's okay. And I'm like, okay, no problem. We went home, you know, screaming baby, nipples falling off, basically.
I get it.
And none of my family, you know, this is maybe not an unknown fact, but a lot of Black families in America don't breastfeed or don't have generations of breastfeeders to get knowledge from. So no one in my family had breastfed before. So asking my family wasn't
an option.
Any good. No. So when I went to my provider, I was like, hey, I'm really struggling. You know, I don't feel like this is normal. What can I do? And he said, just give formula. And before I go into that even further, there is nothing wrong with formula. Like I said, no one in my family breastfed. I wasn't breastfed. I turned out okay, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did. And also, we have to put out there, I keep finding moms who are breastfeeding even a little bit and they supplement with formula. I try to always explain to them, just because you're giving formula too does not negate the benefits of breastfeeding. People are like, all of a sudden, I'm a failure because I'm giving formula. I'm like, no, you're not. It's all great.
One teaspoon of breast milk has like millions of germ fighting cells. So even if you're giving your baby a drop, a teaspoon, any amount of breast milk is beneficial. And we have to stop this culture of it's either this or that. It's not all or nothing. However you feed your baby really is nobody's fucking business, right? It's your kid. Do what you feel is best, because a happy, healthy mom is a happy, healthy baby. I've seen so many parents that are struggling to breastfeed, and it's really, really affecting their mental health. And then you throw in postpartum hormones, postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression, all of this stuff, which is not healthy. So I would much rather you be healthy and happy and your baby be healthy and happy than you to stay up every 2 hours pumping all night because you have this, you know, this urge of being judged because you have to breastfeed. Your baby will be fine. You will be fine. And I think that we have to stop that and support each other no matter what.
And like you said, it's so not an all or nothing situation. Like someone in my life right now had a baby, was born with torticollis, which means just like, you know, her head is super tilted to one side because of how she was in utero for a long time. And the mom is pumping and is like, I'm not a breastfeeding mother. And I'm like, what? Yes, you are. And she's like, no, I'm not. The baby is not on my breast. And I said, listen to me. You're giving your baby breast milk in a bottle. Also, you're cuddling with your baby and she's suckling at the boob once in a while. Like, yes, she's also having a lot of bottles too. And the mom was convinced to identify herself and was having such anxiety. And I'm like, wow, like this shit runs so deep, you guys, like the anxiety, and it's irrational because you're hormonal and irrational and trying to make sense of something that there's no way for you to be good at it. You never practiced. You never practice. Like, you never do it until you do it. It's really hard.
Exactly. Pumping is breastfeeding too, by the way. Can we just all agree? You do not have to latch your baby on to breastfeed. So
you've heard it here first from Crystal Duhaney of Milky Mama. Pumping is also breastfeeding.
Yes. But the point is that I wanted to breastfeed and it was my goal. And to just dismiss that, whether it was for racial reasons or just because breastfeeding wasn't promoted 9 years ago as much as it is now, maybe, who knows? But I felt so defeated. But being the strong woman that I am, I went home and said, no, I'm going to do this. And so I investigated and researched my way to breastfeeding my son for over 2 years while also dealing with postpartum depression as well. So when I got pregnant with my daughter, I was like, there has to be a better way. This cannot be motherhood, right? I mean, you see these pictures and everybody's smiling. There has to be something and something missing. And so I began researching ways to promote my own milk production for my own selfish reasons, because I wanted to have a better journey. And I became a certified lactation consultant. And I began talking to other parents and realized that so many others had the same struggles that I did across all races, across all countries. This is just an ongoing issue. And so I developed this delicious cookie recipe to help promote my milk production because I like sweets, because I was pregnant with a little girl. Don't know if it's old wives tale, but.
Oh, honey. No, I felt it too. Obviously, there's not breast milk in these lactation cookies. I mean, good Lord.
So yes, no breast milk. We like to save that for the babies. Could you imagine if we had this like farm of moms hooked up to put in our cookies? Yeah, none of that's going on. But we have just nice, healthy ingredients like oats, and brewer's yeast, which has lots of vitamin B in there to help promote lactation. Flaxseed, lots of whole grains, just lots of healthy ingredients that have been time tested for generations across the world to help promote lactation.
Yeah, you guys will hear, if any of you women listening who are pregnant or have little ones or are thinking about getting pregnant again and taking a different stab at breastfeeding, you start to hear all of these things about oats and flaxseed and nuts and really big, like healthy fat, complex carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember trying to get my milk production up with my son, and I was just like, oh, someone told me like a really oat yeasty beer. And I'm like sending my husband to like a specialty beer place to get me some. It was like totally insane. But you do all the work for us so that we don't have to go around scrounging for all like flaxseed oil and stuff like that. It's literally like all baked into these delicious treats.
Yeah. And it tastes yummy.
Can you give us an example just so that our mouths are watering like mine are right now? Like, what are some of the cookies and treats that are offered?
So we have oatmeal chocolate chip. We have peanut butter chocolate chip, salted caramel, oatmeal. We also have an emergency brownie, which is our signature product.
It's the bomb. I love that.
Yes. We also have a lactation brownie, which is similar to our emergency brownie, but not as potent. So if you're not having like an emergency, you don't need an emergency brownie. We also have herbal supplements for those of you that don't want to eat cookies and brownies all day. I completely understand. So we have herbal supplements that are fat-free, and they're just concentrated herbs that you can put under your tongue or in a liquid or something, or one of our delicious drink mixes. We have Milky Melon, which is my absolute favorite. It's like a lactation Kool-Aid almost. So good. Then we have lactation lemonade.
I love it.
We have Pump and Punch, which is, they're all just like drink powders that you can pour. And then they have smoothie mixes for those of you that want something on the go.
So you start making this stuff on your, and was your issue, I know you had said with your son that it was really painful. Was that because of something specifically, or, and also was supply an issue for you?
Both. It was lack of education, lack of support, and all of that combined turns into a decreasing or lower milk supply.
Oh, yeah. Because guys listening, stress is a big, big issue with supply.
Yeah. And there are a lot of things that you just, you don't know and no one tells you. So that was one of the biggest reasons that I started my company. It's not just the cookies. Yeah, they're delicious and they're effective. But what was so important for me is to help educate and support breastfeeding parents, pumping parents, supplementing parents, no matter what, so that we could all have this beautiful, empowering, confident journey. Because I remembered that being a parent, a new parent, I just felt so like not confident. So it was just my mission to just really help educate people so that they would know, hey, this is what is supposed to happen. This is normal. This is not. Feel confident in your choice. If you decide, hey, you know what? I breastfed for 1 week and I'm good. I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I will support you. And if you breastfeed for 10 years, I will support you. I think that that is what's so, so important. It's just education. If I would have had the education from my healthcare provider, every prenatal appointment, instead of saying, here's a new baby, feed it, I think I would have been much more prepared and had a better outcome.
Oh, you're really just filling my heart right now, because it's not cool, guys. None of us are living in villages anymore where we're surrounded by breastfeeding women. And I, similarly to you, even though I'm in a white family, my mother didn't breastfeed either, and neither did my mother-in-law. And I didn't have anyone to talk to personally who could literally like show me, like, put your boob like this in the baby's mouth, aside from the 5-minute lactation consultant visit that I had in the hospital when the baby was 2 minutes old and I was so stressed out and hormonal anyway. I don't even know what they said.
Exactly.
And thank God, it's so unfair, which is what I want to get into with you, that I paid a ridiculous amount of money for a top Los Angeles lactation consultant, Linda Hanna, who's incredible and has come on this podcast, to come and do home visits with both of my children. Because even when 3 years had gone by with my daughter, I didn't remember how to do it. I didn't remember. Also, she's a different mouth. She's a different latch. I'm a different person.
Yeah.
But the whole time I was thinking, my God, if you don't have the funds for this, or you don't live in a major city where this information was given to me, that there's a lactation consultant that would come and visit my house, and you don't have that, the finances or whatever it is that's holding you back, you are fucked. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Give formula. But then that's the whole other thing, is that formula is so expensive. Like, it all is expensive and it's so taxing. And there's just, I mean, we could talk for hours about just the shitty postpartum care that we as women have and parents have in the United States. But that's, again, another issue here.
Yeah, but what you're doing is you're really making a stand to change it. You are. You're making a major stand to change it. There's so many breastfeeding tips, which is why I think what I did wrong is that people are so obsessed with the baby coming that they spend a lot of their pregnancy prepping the baby room and what stroller are we going to get? And is our registry done for our thing and all of that?
Yeah.
And everyone just leaves breastfeeding to, I'll just figure it out when I get there. And I don't think, it's not that you need to stress yourself out by taking 8,000 breastfeeding classes. It's not that. It's that I do think I would have benefited from, in my pregnancy, honestly, like following Milky Mama on Instagram and just every day looking at some breastfeeding words, some tips, some like you know, so that when I got there myself, it wasn't also dealing with shit that I'd never heard of and was like a foreign subject. Like, I just think it would be helpful to like familiarize yourself with the word phalange or production or colostrum or how to hand express, take your own boob, push on it, practice.
I agree. And we actually offer a breastfeeding course called Breastfeeding 101. It's online and it covers everything that you need to know from pregnancy and like the first couple of weeks of giving birth. Because I wish, like I said, that my doctor, every appointment said, hey, here's this new breastfeeding topic for this appointment. Read this. So that way it's not such a shock after. So yeah, educate yourselves prior to giving birth, because there is a saying that breastfeeding is natural. But that, again, like that was years ago. It doesn't come natural. It does not come naturally. It doesn't, like, you know, like.
It is a skill. And not only is it a skill for you, but it's a skill for your baby. Like, your baby might know how to suck. All babies are born knowing how to suck, but they are not, they don't know how to latch. They don't know how the food gets down there. I mean, it's like you're both learning together. You're both learning together how to do it.
Exactly.
What breastfeeding, let's say the baby's like a week old. What are any breastfeeding tips? You know what mine always is? Find a lactation consultant.
Yes, I have so many. Okay, one of my favorites. This is like newborn, not really a week old, but this is a newborn. This is how to get your breastfeeding journey off to a good start from the beginning. Because that's like usually when we like fuck shit up is in the beginning. It's like.
That is 100% when I was already fucked, like bad.
So in the beginning, baby's out, right, of your vagina or your surrogate or your belly if it's a C-section. However, baby's born. What you're going to do is you want to latch baby on as soon as possible. If you can, if you can't, then that's okay. Then you want to start hand expressing right away. A lot of parents say, if I can't latch, I'm going to pump. But when you make colostrum super duper thick, sometimes the pump can't remove it. We get discouraged and we're not producing anything. We stop pumping. And then goes down the drain. If your baby is latching, what you want to do is you want to hand express colostrum after every feeding. You're going to feed that to your baby in either a medicine cup or on a spoon. What that does is it makes sure your baby gets all of, that extra milk so that they get their weight up, so that they get their poops and their pees up, so that you're not like freaking out at their pediatrician appointment when they lose weight. And you're sending extra signals to your supply and your body early on to get off to a good start. So you're moving extra milk. So if you do that for the first week and you do it well, then it's just already starting you off on the right foot.
I have never heard of this, and this is genius. Like, why did I not even think about hand expressing after a feed to keep asking my body to keep like making it for supply? And then also you can just collect it in a little medicine cup and then put it in like a medicine dropper.
Or freeze it or whatever you want to do. Like, you don't have to feed it to baby right away if baby's doing well at the breast, which a lot of us don't know either. We're just like, I think baby's eating. I have no idea. So to tell, you want to look at diaper output. For the first week, they should have one wet diaper for every day. So if baby's one day old, they should have at least one pee diaper, 2 days old, at least two. By about day four, depending on your type of labor that you had, they should have yellow seedy poop and not that dark greeny, you know, meconium poop.
Mm-hmm. Tar, guys.
Yes, it's tar. It's literal tar.
It's so gross.
So if all of that is happening in the first week, all is well. So you don't have to give that colostrum if you don't want to, and you can store it for, you know, it's like liquid gold. You can put it on anything or give it at another date. But do that in the first week. Well, it doesn't have to be every feeding because being a new parent is exhausting. But after as many feedings as possible, and that will get you off on the right start.
That is genius. And like, there are videos online of like how to hand express, right? Because I remember being like, what am I doing? Am I a cow?
It's definitely a skill. A lot of us just squeeze. And it's not a squeezing. It's a like a cupping, and then you're pressing back and then compressing and releasing. So it's not squeezing. You're going to squeeze all day. You're not going to get much out.
Yeah. Don't just, if you're listening to this podcast, just don't go like squeezing away. That's not what it is. You can like go on the Milky Mama Instagram and you can see how to self-express a video on that.
Or YouTube too.
Also to note, if you're someone that's like crushing these Milky Mama delicious cookies, just because you stop taking the cookies does not decrease your milk supply, correct?
No. And also, disclaimer, again, support is so important to me. So if you are not nursing or not pumping and just, you know, chilling at home watching TV and you eat cookies, your milk supply is not going to increase. Like, you still have to do the underlying things that are necessary to increase and promote your milk production. So they are magic. They just help support lactation in a healthy way so that you can use all of the education that hopefully you'll get from us too to help have a healthy and happy breastfeeding journey. But as long as you are maintaining your milk removal sessions, either by pumping or nursing or hand expressing or however you do it, your supply should be maintained.
Also, people who are listening who are in the throes of an early baby, breastfeeding is so fucking hard. Your baby's learning how to do it. You're learning how to do it. So each session is like an hour. Your nipples are falling off. You're doing it all the time. Whatever happens, happens, of course. But also just know, like, a 7 months old baby, I breastfeed like 4 times a day and it takes me maybe 7 to 10 minutes tops.
That's awesome. I hate to scare people. My 7 month olds, because they were just like, my son would like, he didn't sleep through the night and he would still, which is a whole nother thing. Like, your babies will sleep through the night when they sleep through the night. Like, your baby doesn't have to sleep through the night at 2 weeks old. It's completely normal.
Yes.
But my baby didn't sleep through the night and then he was teething. And so he would wake up throughout the night to nurse. And it wasn't always great, but I wanted to do it and it was fun. And there were moments that I loved. And, you know, being a mom is fucking hard in general, right?
So even when he was older and teething and stuff like that, he would breastfeed for a long time.
Not for a long time. It was just frequently. He would like cluster feed and then he would wake up at night and all of that stuff. It was tough.
Yeah. See, she's 7 months and she has not started teething yet. And I know it's coming and I'm terrified. As soon as you get into a groove is when everything gets messed up. So like, we're in such a groove right now, and cut to if I was doing this podcast with you, Crystal, next week and I'm like, she's cluster feeding. We're up all night. I have all of this stuff packed. Like, I'm going and I'm going to shoot a movie and like my purse, like I always get so panicked when I go back to work because I feed a lot at the breast. And then when I go to work, it's like a big shift in my body to have to rely so heavily on the pump.
Yeah.
And also just as soon as you go back to work, things get crazy where like all of a sudden I'm not drinking enough water and I'm not getting as much sleep and all of these things.
And you're staring at the bottles while you're pumping.
Exactly. And you're stressed at the bottles while pumping. So everything just gets wonky. And so I always throw your products in my purses as just like, oh, remember, this is your other full-time job on top of being a mother, on top of being an actor. So like, let's try to keep up milk supply and keep our caloric intake up and our water and our herbs and our stress levels down. And when I pump, I like look at videos of my daughter and I meditate and
yay,
I breathe.
I love that. Cover the bottles. Don't look at them.
Because you don't want it to become like a counting game of like, I only made this many ounces on this boob and this many ounces on that boob. And
yeah,
all of those things.
And make sure your flanges are the right size too. Add that in there.
Oh, that's the biggest thing. Guys, we never talk about this. And this is also not taught from lactation consultants. But the flange, which is the pump part that fits over your nipple and is sort of like the shape of a cone, has to be the right size for your nipple.
Yeah.
Not only because then it's not painful, but I mean, it helps get the milk out, correct?
Correct. And one can be a different size than the other because our breasts are sisters. They're not twins. So you really got to measure.
I mean, things that we did not know and no one would tell you.
Yep.
As mothers, we can be super self-critical and overstretch ourselves, as we know this, to be perfect. So I'm curious, Nat, I'm going back to work and you're an entrepreneur. How do you handle running a business, being the mother of two with a third on the way? How's your mom guilt? Oh. How do you feel about being a working milky mama?
My mom guilt is present all the time. I really have to like center myself and realize that I, just like I tell everyone else, like I'm doing the best that I can, you know? I think that being a business owner, because I know that not only is this business, what feeds my family. I mean, my husband works too. He has a great job, but I also have employees. I have a team and it provides for their families too. So when I'm working and my kids want me to play and I can't, it's such a hard struggle with, you know, am I a bad mom while I'm trying to provide for them, that I'm sure just any working mom that has to go to work, you know, has to struggle with. So I just have to keep things into perspective and know when to be present and know when to shut it off and know when work will be there tomorrow, and just try to balance and not beat myself up and just give myself grace. I think that's one thing that I've learned, is just give myself grace. My daughter taught me that. She's like, Mommy, just say sorry to yourself. Don't, you know, like she's just.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, she's amazing. So she taught me to just forgive myself and to not hold things, you know, hold myself accountable for so many things, because it really adds to pressure and can cause depression and anxiety and lots of things that I don't like to deal with. So give yourself grace, guys.
You told me why you created Milky Mama, and I want to talk to you about how Milky Mama provides education and stuff like that. What are some of the things that Milky Mama is doing currently?
So currently, we have my entire team, except our shipping department. And so if you call, email, smoke signal, DM, however, you're going to talk to a lactation consultant free of charge. Like, we don't charge you to call us and talk to us and ask questions. I do a live almost every Monday since I've been pregnant, you know, hey, it's live, but I try to do a live every Monday where I am on Instagram and Facebook Live demonstrating how to latch with my fake boob and my fake baby. We have a 800 number. It's 877-88-MILKY, super cute. And you can call us Monday through Friday and ask for a lactation consultant, and we'll answer your questions. And then if you go to our Instagram page, if you don't catch me live, my previous lives are saved. So you can just scroll through our archive of videos and watch latching, or, you know, get answers to common questions. So I try to do that every single Monday whenever possible. We also have a really robust email marketing system where every month, if you say, hey, I am nursing or I am pumping and my baby is 2 months old, every single month, you'll get a new email with tips for breastfeeding a 2-month-old or breastfeeding a 3-month-old as you progress in your journey. And you also get this really cute certificate that would have meant so much to me, where it just says, hey, you are amazing no matter how much milk you produce. Congratulations for making it to 3 months or 2 months or however long.
Oh, I just got goosebumps. Yeah. I just got goosebumps. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. I would have loved that too. And I try to give that to my friends who are breastfeeding, you know, who are like, oh shit, I'm giving formula too. And I say, you're doing amazing. Besides all the classes that are free and all of these ways to help our mamas, tell me about the Milky Mama Scholarship Fund.
Oh, yay. So last year, we launched a scholarship fund. When I became a lactation consultant, an IBCLC, an International Board Certified Lactation Consultant, I realized that there weren't very many. Like, there's a group on Facebook of Black lactation consultants, but there aren't a lot of us in there. And I was trying to figure out, what are the numbers? And I found out that less than 1% of lactation consultants are Black, which is kind of sad, because representation does matter, you know? And when you pair that with the fact that Black women have the lowest rate in breastfeeding when it comes to any other race, and Black infants are dying at multiple, you know, rates higher than any other race, you kind of start to think that everything's connected. And then you also think about all the generational and trauma and slavery and all of that other stuff that just creates this big giant ball of crap, right? So I realized that something had to change, and I wanted to kind of not only raise representation by being a Black woman showing, hey, I breastfed and I support you, but also allowing others that wanted to support other women and wanted to help women learn how to breastfeed as well, that were women of color, to achieve their dreams. So we started the Milky Mama Scholarship Foundation, where last year we awarded 30 applicants with certification to become a lactation consultant, or if they had already completed the 90-hour course, we paid for their exam fee to become an international board-certified lactation consultant.
I have goosebumps again. Doesn't happen to me much these days, but because I'm so tired of 2 children. But oh my God, that is just really important, awesome work that you guys are doing to make change. And to keep on the topic of race and you being a Black woman entrepreneur starting this business yourself, which, by the way, the community reaches over 500,000 Milky Mamas worldwide, which is incredible. And congratulations on this. But you run this business by yourself. And in Essence Magazine, you noted that in the beginning, you actually refrained from being the face of the company because you were afraid that if people knew you were Black, you wouldn't get sales.
Mm-hmm.
So what changed that for you?
A day. Like, I mean, you know, I never did lives. I would never show who I was. And so one day I got off work. A lot of people were asking questions and doing like, and I couldn't keep up with answering them all. And I was like, you know, it'd be easier if I just went on live. And I just kind of struggled with myself. And I said, you know what? F it. Let's just do it. And so I went on Facebook Live and showed my face and just said, hey, I'm Crystal. I'm the owner. And just act like I was as confident as I could be, even though I was terrified inside. And they loved it and they wanted me to come back every week and nothing changed. And I mean, you know, every now and again, we get some crazies around Black Breastfeeding Week, which is the last week in August. But for the most part, you know, I've been really embraced by the breastfeeding community, which has been really, you know, eye-opening and really inspiring to let me know that hopefully, you know, the world is changing and that women of color and Black business owners can not be afraid to show that they're a Black-owned business. And it really shouldn't have to be a thing that we're a Black-owned business. We're just a business owner.
What are your dreams for Milky Mama in the future?
Oh, wow. I hope that we continue to reach parents all over the world. I hope that through our company, that parents everywhere that choose to breastfeed or choose not to breastfeed or whatever, just find a place of support where they can come and just get non-judgmental, unbiased support for their feeding journey and their parenting journey. And I hope that we develop new products. We already are kind of like the Cheesecake Factory of lactation products.
What advice do you have for other parents who might have a great entrepreneurial idea like yours to change the world?
You know, go for it. There are lots of lactation cookie companies in the world, right? But walk down the bread aisle. There are 100 different types of breads, but that didn't stop the next bread company from starting their company. If your product or service solves a problem, people need it. You know, we need more problem-solving things in the world. So go for it, and I support you.
Crystal, I just think you're so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I think your whole business, Milky Mama, is so inspiring. I think how hard you work and the incredible efforts you're making to try and fix the horrible disparity in lactation consultants and all of that is just huge between the fund and all of your access to education surrounding breastfeeding is awesome.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on Katie's Crib. And I encourage everyone to follow Milky Mama on Instagram, to crush those drinks and smoothies and cookies and really use Milky Mama as your source to help yourself and help your friends on your breastfeeding and feeding journey, all of it. And happy Breastfeeding Awareness Month. And at the end of the month, it is Black Breastfeeding Awareness Week.
And there's also many other weeks. There's Latin, there's Hispanic, there's Native American, there's Asian. And there's so many throughout the month. And we'll be highlighting every single one this month. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Katie's Crib. Please share, like, subscribe, tell your friends. And also, I want to hear from you. I'm always reachable at katiescrib@shondaland.com. Bye, guys. Katie's Crib is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.